And then you can leave if you want.
It's 5:30. I'll call the meeting to order. First item is Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the table in council chambers as well as on the City of Wayne website. The City Council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual, and if such individual has not requested a public hearing. Item number 4 is approval of the minutes, May 20, 2025.
Move to approve the minutes. Second.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion on the minutes? Roll call. I didn't check to see if everybody had their votes in.
She'll check and see.
Yes.
Then you hit.
And the minutes are approved.
We're advancing.
there. Item number 5 is approval of the claims.
Move to approve the claims.
Second.
Is there any discussion on the claims? Roll call. And the claims are approved unanimously. Item number 6 is action on application and certificate of payment number 18 in the amount of $235,833 to Audi Construction Company, LLC, for the Wayne City Hall and Police Relocation Project. Carlson West Pavandra are the architects. We do not...
They're not here. I don't know.
They're not here, but we do have somebody hiding behind the podium. I see a shoulder. You want to give us an update?
Certainly. Keith Moji, Audi Construction, 521 Centennial Road, Wayne. The bulk of this amount is retention that's been being held during the duration of the project. On the project, there's 10% that's always withheld from every payment. We asked for, I believe, 50% of that payment and so forth. So the City of Wayne still has in their hands approximately $200,000, more than $200,000 to make sure that we get our job done and completed. Where we're at with everything is we're still waiting for 3 pieces of hardware to show up for 3 doors. They're supposed to ship June 10th, and then once those get here, we'll get electronic contracting back to get those installed and hooked up and finish the programming. From my understanding, for the most part, everything is working and functioning. There's still a few little items here and there. We should be able to get those all cleared up once we get these 3 doorknobs coming that need to be installed and taken care of. So I've been in contact with Brian Kesting quite frequently and trying to get things taken care of. And I think we're progressing. I think Brian would admit that there's still a few hiccups here and there, but we're trying to get those all worked out. But punch list items, with the exception of some of the hardware, I mean, we're waiting on the hardware. All the punch list items have been taken care of with the exception of about 3. And that'll be taken care of once the door hardware shows up, because it's there's sweeps and then there's seals to keep the cold air out and so forth. But we like to wait till the electronic components are on there, because they latch and hold things up differently than they do just a mechanical set, just a normal set. So the city has been contacting us on little things to take care of, which is fine. We told them all along that there's always going to be these little conundrums that pop up, and we're trying to get those addressed as they come along. So questions for me? I kind of gave you, that's the update. Basically done, which is good.
Yeah. Have they moved in?
The police department has not moved in. We're looking at June 20th, somewhere around there, 27th,
28th?
June 23rd. So they've got, with all of that, Motorola's been on site. Motorola is the contract that is with the police department and so forth, and they have, they're working through some controls through our access control, and we're getting that all worked out. And those things look like they're working properly, and the Motorola's been out to do some programming to get some of that stuff finalized. So then on the week of the 23rd, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're gonna be moving stuff over. There's stuff here when they're checking it, but they wanna make sure that everything's working and then move it, then check it again, then move the next piece. It's not, they're not just gonna pick up shop and move over in one fell swoop. They'll be operating kinda out of both buildings for a couple of days and so forth, maybe even up to a week. There's just things that they gotta work through. It's not, I don't know, it's the police department. They're never easy to get along with anyhow. You know, just give you grief. That's their job, so.
It'll be done and the radio still won't work.
So, no, that better not be the case. So we're working hard trying to get all those nooks and crannies worked out.
Won't be your fault.
So, okay?
Les, is line nine the remaining balance?
Yeah, 239 should be, yep, 239, 259. So when he said about 50%, that's very accurate.
So that should be coming to us first meeting in May, around correction, July?
I would not expect that.
Okay.
If body construction gets super desperate, we may ask for another portion of it, but it will probably be August, because I gotta make sure that everything's working right.
Right.
And with the police department moving over and things like that, at the end of June, it's gonna be really tough. So I won't, as out of construction, I won't feel comfortable billing for that remaining balance. Okay? I might ask for a portion of it, but typically we don't do that. We just usually go with it. This, the amount that you're paying us today helps me out tremendously to be able to get my subs paid that are complete. So, because we hold a retention on all of our subs. So we'll continue to hold some on some. For various reasons. Okay?
Okay.
I'll move to approve payment number 18 in the amount of $235,883 to Audi Construction Company for the Wayne City Hall and Police Relocation Project. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussions? Roll call. And the motion is approved unanimously. Item number 7, action on application and certificate of payment number 8 in the amount of $113,231 to Audi Construction Company, LLC for the Wayne Parks and Rec Maintenance Building Project. Carlson West Pavandra are the architects.
Bob is gone again. Keith Mogi, Audi Construction Company, 521 Centennial Road. We have about three things to finish up over there. The three items is the HVAC louvers for fresh air and so forth. The materials are here for the most part. We're trying to get some ductwork made so we can get that finished up. We have one piece of glass to install in one of the exterior doors. The keys have been changed out to the city, but I need access to that. And so the easiest way for me to get access and not ask Joel to change a core out and this, that, and the other thing is leave a piece of glass out and I can stick my hand through and unlock it to get my guys in. And then we've got to fill the floor heat system. And it came to my attention the other day that we have a leak underneath the floor someplace, and we're trying to get that sorted out on the floor heating tube and stuff like that. I'm not sure what that's all going to entail, other than we're going to have to remove some of the concrete floor, and we're going to have to put a patch in or splice the pipe together with the proper tools and all that stuff to make that happen. So not real sure when that happened, because I thought we'd been having air on the system the whole time, and I was informed of this. I got the email Sunday afternoon about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so been digging into it since then. So it's kind of where we're at. The city has moved some objects in, which is perfectly fine. It's not bothering us at all. And we're going to continue to do that. State Fire Marshal has been through once. It's not terribly concerned about anything and so forth, but we still have not received from the state of Nebraska down and out of Lincoln, we have not received our fire marshal's report from them yet to make sure that everything's is proper. That is normally not too big of an issue, especially in a building of this type. So, okay?
So the location of the leak, you can determine where it's at? How big of a gas?
Yes, we can, and that's what I'm trying to find out is, do they already know where it's at?
Oh, okay.
Or do they not know where it's at, and they're just making some assumptions? And if they're making assumptions as to where it's at and they're not 100% accurate, I'm not going in and start wrecking floor just based off of an assumption, okay? There are ways to detect leaks by using very large air compressors, similar to what you see jackhammers running off of, and blowing air through the system, and then you can use a detecting device, like with a wand, kind of like metal detectors, you know, walking through the sand, finding that. They are the same things for air, and you can just walk through the building and you'll pick it up very quickly. So we've used those in the past, not for a floor heat system, but for a floor, a steam, it was a hot water boiler system where all the water was below the ground. And we had no idea where, and we hired this guy to come in, and it's pretty phenomenal. Cool. You put the earphones on, someone can be in the other end of the building and they can snap their fingers and you'll pick it up. That's how sensitive it is. So you can pick up a lot of stuff. So that's what I'm working on.
Did successfully should send them over to the pool.
I mean, it'll pick up, yeah, moving water as well.
Cool.
Yeah. Other questions?
Move to approve payment number 8 in the amount of $113,231 to Audi Construction Company for the Wayne Parks and Rec Maintenance Building Project.
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? Roll call. And the motion is approved unanimously. Item number 8. Action on contractor's application for payment number 1 in the amount of $38,976.60 to Sargent Drilling for the Well House and Municipal Well 2025-1 project. This is JEO Consulting Group. Oops, went to May J's.
This is the first payment for mainly for the test well that has been dug. Did you want to talk to me? So you got two contractors work on the Sargent Drilling and then as well as Audi Construction doing the building to add.
Yeah, I didn't know if Roger was on. I do know, and I can't speak to exactly the 38,000, you know, on that amount, but I'm sure they sent in the breakout. But the test well has been drilled. They have sent off the first set of water samples. Sounds like everything's coming back, but we have to send off another set of samples. And the second set of samples it'll take up to 6 weeks. And that water sample should have been pulled. I think they took it yesterday. It goes to the state of Nebraska, and then after it passes all their inspections, it goes down to Florida to get more inspections done on it, and then it comes back. So the progress on that, we're looking at approximately the middle of July when we have confirmation of that in that respect, and then we're going to probably start doing some dirt work the first part of July to the middle of July out there to start building the pad for the well house itself, which doesn't interfere with the well drillers. They'd actually like the idea because it'll be flat for them to put their drill rig in, and then we'll proceed from that. And I know Casey was involved with that meeting as well. That pretty much sums up that meeting as to what was taking place, if I'm not mistaken. So that's kind of what I know. I mean, I probably know more if you got questions, but on that project, but that's kind of what it is, so.
Reminder that Sergeant Drilling is doing the well part, physical well part for about $300,000, and then Oddies are doing the well house for about $900-ish?
Yep. Yep, they're drilling the well, putting it in the ground, bringing it up out of the ground, doing some concrete work around it, hooking up a couple of pipes to get outside the well house, and as soon as they're outside the well house, we build the well house, and then we take the pipe from the well house and tie it into the other main lines to get it back into town, so. Okay?
I'll move to approve the action for payment number one in the amount of $38,976.60 to Sergeant Drilling for the well house and municipal well.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? Roll call. And the motion action has been approved unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Item number nine, resolution 2025-34, accepting bid and awarding contract on the Wayne Prairie Park Phase 4 East Ditch Storm Sewer Project.
This is for Taylor. Taylor, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
I might have to.
Yeah, turn it on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, keep talking, Taylor.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, this is Taylor Kubi with Olson. We had a bid opening for the East Ditch Storm Sewer Project in Wayne Prairie Park on Thursday, and we had 7 bids. They were all pretty comparable and competitive, but we would recommend giving it to the low bidder, Robert Whalers and Sons, for $177,470.44.
The engineer's the engineer estimate on this was, I think, 360.
Yeah, that's correct.
So.
Can you tell us why, are you concerned that there's such a difference in bids and your estimate?
I mean, I wouldn't be too concerned. I mean, it mostly came down, our estimate was just that we were estimating that the 60-inch storm sewer pipe was going to be a lot more expensive. We based that price off of the project that we did last year with Penrose Construction. And I believe that was around $200 a linear foot. And this price that Whalers was able to secure was a lot better. There were other contractors that weren't too far away from Whalers.
We had a 214 or a 216, I think, was the next closest, and then
yeah.
So very good.
How soon are they expected to start on this project?
Well, it'll take about a month usually to, I mean, maybe a little less than that for all the contracts and stuff to get signed. I don't know when they plan on starting. I haven't asked them yet, but they have to finish it before October 1st.
Okay.
Taylor, is this something that you would anticipate seeing a lot of change orders? Or is this brand new construction where when they start digging, they're not going to find any surprises? They know exactly where all the hookups are going to be. There shouldn't be any surprises, correct?
I don't believe so. There's really no utilities in the area besides storm sewer. The only thing that like could be more or less is the remove and replace unsuitable soils. How much muddy soil is in there that's unusable, but other than that, it's not, I mean, it's pretty straightforward.
So you bring up unusable soil, so who makes that decision? Is it a decision that is strictly on Whalers, or do the engineers make the decision, or is there input by the city to determine, yes, I agree, it's too wet, you know, we need to bring in, you know, dry clay. Like who ultimately decides that?
They have to consult with the engineer before they can make that decision, yeah.
Okay, so ultimately it's your call?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you make that call, is that something that you would traditionally contact someone within the city and advise them that, hey, this is what's going on? You know, we're anticipating, you know, bringing clay in because what is here is too wet. Like, I just want to make sure that if you make that decision, that you you make sure that you keep city staff, you know, well informed of that decision.
Yeah, so, I mean, we would typically, I mean, I guess we would probably talk to Joel, most likely if they were going to use some. I mean, if you look in the bid tab, we are accounting for some of that to be remove and replace. And I mean, if it's a lot more than that, yeah, then we would most likely need to come back to the city and get the council if it's going to be more than we anticipated.
There's,
get that approved.
There's some dirt on site that we.
Yeah.
We're a little concerned.
I'm not anticipating that we're going to need to bring any dirt from outside the site to do any of this work. All of the dirt that we do need should be available on site.
The courts were pretty heavily involved early on. Are they still, all their concerns being addressed and all that for their approach?
Not on this one. That's a different project.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, cool. This is Prairie Park.
Oh, whoops.
This is Prairie Park. It's drainage. Yep. But there is drainage issues on the sidewalk project as well. But no. And if there is soils that we need to bring in, we think we know where we can get some excess dirt from an electric substation area that will likely have a lot of cut at some point. So we shouldn't have to buy dirt. We may just need to pay to haul it in, which might be our own guys if it's not that much.
Does Olson have someone on site to answer those questions, or is there a delay in construction to get somebody here to approve that in that instance?
No, we're not planning on having anyone there on, like, station or anything right now, unless the city wants to have.
Yes.
So it would be on call, I guess.
Yeah, at this point, city staff will be the inspectors, if you will, on it. And then if there's an issue that Whalers would run into, they need to make that call to Taylor or Jordan, and then he will get it to Joel, and we'll make that decision.
Okay.
I can't remember who's on council and not, but I get what Matt is saying, because I think tell me if I'm wrong, but I think without approval on a street project, they put down because of the a drying agent or something.
Fly ash.
Yeah, ash. Yeah. And then I don't think they got approval, and then they came back and wanted it paid for.
Yeah, and I don't know if that is strictly for, like, paving projects, because I think, you know, when you're dealing with infrastructure,
yeah,
storm sewer, you're basically bringing in sand, gravel, clay, you know, and it seems like fly ash is more of the paving,
yeah,
street side.
Yeah, there's been a lot of change orders with this company.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that,
appreciate,
you know,
that
city staff is well aware of any changes, anything that comes up. You know, I'm just really hesitant with surprises, because we've had a few with Prairie Park and some of the construction with that. So I just wanted to make sure that council is comfortable in making a recommendation. So, and with that, I'll introduce resolution 2025-34, awarding the bid to Robert Whaler and Sons Construction for $177,470.44.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion? Roll call. need two more people to vote. There, we got one more. There we go. And the motion is approved unanimously. Resolution is.
Thanks, Taylor.
Yes, thank you.
Item number 10, Resolution 2025-35, amending schedule of fees. Who's going to give us the background on this? Wes? Casey?
There's really just one item we were going to discuss tonight. It is that S2 approached Casey. Yeah, come on up, Casey. About dumping they're starting a porta potty business, or they have a porta potty business, and would like to use our sewer system to get rid of the waste. Otherwise, they have to go to Norfolk, I believe, is the closest for them. And so we did a little research on what Norfolk charges, and we are higher by. Well, we can talk about that.
That's up to you guys.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So the recommendation is to be much higher, because we don't. I mean, we really don't want it, but we want to provide the service as well. So.
So I called Norfolk. They charge 4 cents a gallon, or $20 minimum. So I'll do the math. 500 gallon truck usually on those trucks. So 4 cents a gallon would be $20. So that's what they charge. I talked to Wes about it. He wanted to go a little bit higher.
I laughed at $20. I thought for us to have to go pop a manhole our time and getting a call, it's like $20 for that.
We did do a little research. We typically haven't done this. We have got a couple calls over the years on this, but just something we really didn't do. There is a manhole that we have right at the plant that we can just let them back up to it and dump it in. It's kind of where a couple of stations and the rest of the town all mix in before the screen. So that was my main concern. We want to get it before the screening process, just in case something does get sucked up in the truck and gets by those guys, that trash or whatever gets collected up in the screen. So I'm not super concerned about it. It's just whatever price you guys are comfortable with, like Wes said, than $20. I understand it's cheap, but it is a service. Norfolk's a little different than we are. They have full-time staff at their plant. We're not always at the plant. So it's one of those things they would have to call, you know, if we're out doing something, somebody would have to run down and let them in, you know, if we can. My main concern is it's during hours of operation, so we don't have to call a guy in after hours or something to do this, unless it's some weird circumstance, you know. But I guess whatever you guys want to do for a fee, that's totally up to you. We talked at the agenda meeting, and like I told Betty, I don't know, I guess, you know, 10 cents a gallon, $50, if that's worth it, I don't know.
And how is it monitored with a dump? So a truck is full, you know how big the tank is, and it's documented?
I don't know if that's kind of on the honor system. I don't know how to do that. You know, if they tell us they got 200 gallon, they're not going to get up there and measure it and try to figure it out. We'll just have to figure that out, I guess. You know, I don't know what I don't know yet.
Yeah, I just wonder.
Sometimes they have like a hose on the outside.
Side gauge.
Side gauge. You can kind of get a level. I haven't even seen their truck. But from my understanding, they're doing this already, like down in the Fremont area, and they just kind of want to branch out here. I mean, I'm sure there's a market for it. So.
Mm-hmm. Are there any fears over the influx of quantity from the amount that they could put in, or if surrounding communities also want to start up a porta potty business?
I mean, I guess that's something. If we started taking massive, you know, loads in or had a ton of people, I have received calls from like a couple contractors doing like a project down by Penner that wanted to bring like truckloads of sludge to us, and I was like, I don't think we're gonna get in that business of doing that. So figure something out with that, you know, closer over there. But I'm not concerned about this. I don't think a 500 gallon influx is going to throw us off at all.
Would it be easier, instead of charging by the gallon, just to say that the max is a 500 gallon truck and we charge by the truck?
Yeah, if that's what you want to do, that's fine too.
I'm just saying that way you don't have to worry about how much is in it. This is the max that your truck can hold, that you can dump here, and it's this much. If it's half full and you want to dump it, it's still going to cost you this much.
Yeah, we can do that too if you'd rather. It's whatever you want to do with the fees, I guess. I told the gentleman that I would present it to council and let them kind of set parameters.
Casey, right now, if there's an event or construction project and there's porta potties up, where do they dump those?
Norfolk is the only one that I'm aware of anywhere around that.
So they haul it full to, they haul, empty it and then haul it to Norfolk to dump?
I suppose, you know, there might be some, maybe Sioux City.
takes it, I'm not sure. Where's this Elkins out of?
Norfolk.
They're Norfolk, okay, I'm sure they take it over there.
He just takes it back.
Yep, and like Pollard, I know he's based out of Norfolk, so if he does a job over here, he just takes it back over there. They have asked us in the past, but they'll just kind of said, just take it over there if you would, so we don't have to mess with it.
Casey, is opening up a manhole and just letting her flow, is that the best way to introduce that waste into our sewer system? It just seems like a very, you know, odd way, just crack the manhole, it's like let her flow. You know, granted, it's waste, but it just doesn't seem like it is the most sanitary way to dispose of that by just letting it dump into one more manholes.
My understanding is, I asked him about that, like how they dump, and he says they just have like a pipe that they'll take out of the truck and run it down into the manhole. So it's not just like trying to light it up and hopefully get the manhole down there, you know. But we do have the sludge drying bed, if you're aware of that, you know, like by our press building.
Yeah.
And that is an option to do it there. The problem is, if you drive down there right now, it's been muddy when Seth was pressing, so we have to put our sludge there. So we would have no way of letting them dump in that particular area. But that's a great place to dump it, and it just kind of goes, and you can wash it down if you wanted to.
Might want a floor squeegee close somewhere.
Yeah, a fire hose and a little, yeah, wash it down. But yeah, this is easily, I mean, the easiest way for us to handle it is just open that up and there you go.
They'll be better than campers when they dump it. That is frightening sometimes.
Yeah, I don't have experience with that.
Casey, where can we note that this is only during our operating hours? I don't want somebody to expect us to do this after hours.
Okay, with the schedule of fees, do we have like an after hours charge? I think usually if
we have another thing, I mean, you could add that.
Do you want to throw that in there if they call after hours?
I just want to say it's not available after hours.
Just not available.
Unless
it's like some emergency situation, I think we could use our discretion on that. Yes. On a case by case basis.
Yeah.
If they call and they're like, hey, I got this problem, yeah, we would help a contractor out if something like that happened.
Is the best disposing of heavy waste, is that the best terminology to use? I mean, this isn't heavy waste, but think like BODs and something, like how much, but.
Yeah, I mean.
Or does this just cover everything?
I think it just covers that. I think as long as we are not taking in like raw sludge, like someone trying to deliver a truckload of sludge, that would be a whole different deal there, if you ask me.
You can say we're just not taking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's up to the discretion of our city staff. And if you choose that it's like, you know what, this is going to harm our system, we're not taking it.
Yeah. I agree.
We're not pre-treatment for others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So does anybody disagree with having just a flat fee for a 500-gallon truck? And
are they mostly 500-gallon trucks? Do you know?
As far as I know, yes, unless you get up into like the big trucks, like when we have that crew out of Cherokee come, I mean, they have like a 1,500-gallon tank on those. That would be like a Pollard situation if he's doing a big job here in town. And, you know, so I don't know if that's why you want to have that broken down by a gallon. If he brings 1,500-gallon, are we going to just say, well, we charge $50 for a 500, so we can take that times three, or I don't know how you want to. I think that's why Norfolk does the 10 cents, or they have it broken down by the gallon or minimum. So if they get the big truck like Pollard, then they have something to go by.
I'm good with that because I don't think we want to really get in the business where we're taking five different companies' waste, you know, for their porta potties. I'm like, okay, yes, S2, who knows, maybe. Waste Connections, you know, they're local, but like I said, it would be different if someone from Norfolk, if they have five porta potties here and they have a load of waste that they need to get rid of, it's like, okay, here's your option, you know, but I think it should kind of sting a little bit if we're gonna offer that to people. not knowing what S2, what they were gonna get charged over Norfolk, you know, maybe it was 75 bucks or whatever, I don't know.
No, it was 4 cents a gallon, $20 minimum.
Yeah, okay, over Norfolk?
Yeah.
So it's strictly convenience for them, really.
And he didn't, it's not like they're gonna call us like every day, you know, it's just, if they're.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't, like, somebody asked like how often, you know, I don't know.
Chicken Day's fair.
Yeah, that's probably a bigger scenario, you know, where they might need us a little more, but, he said, yeah, it's not like we're gonna call on you all the time, it's just I'd like an option that, you know, I could come here rather than have to price it to go over there.
We need to realize that, you know, we deal with it in our regular lives, that sometimes convenience is more expensive. And, you know, I still am behind Casey, like, the price, you know what, it's not like we wanna, like, this is our main gig at the sewer station, we're taking everyone's, you know, raw sewage, so. We're giving them an option, here's the price, if you don't like it, you can go to Norfolk, it really doesn't bother us.
Yeah, we're not gonna hurt if you say, I'll just pass, yeah. I'd rather have them ask this than to try to go open a manhole somewhere on the edge of town and try to dispose of that.
Sneak it out, yeah.
Do it right.
With that, I'll introduce resolution 2025-35. I don't think I need to say any prices, then do I, Amy?
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to say what you wanna charge them, if you're okay with the, do you wanna do it by gallon, do you just wanna do flat fees?
Leave it as what's stated in the schedule fees.
What about, can we make it, during business hours, though? I really don't want our staff called in after hours, I really don't.
Okay.
They can go to Norfolk.
I'd say business hours, and then use your discretion if you do get called, you know what I mean, if it is an emergency, I'm not sure what.
I don't want it to be a convenience thing, I want that to be an absolute emergency.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yep.
Go to Norfolk for that.
And I can amend my motion to include, you know, business hours only.
Thank you.
Second.
We have a motion and a second, is there any more discussion? You guys can start voting anytime, you don't have to wait till I say roll call. Roll call. And the resolution has passed. Thank you. Item number 11, ordinance 2025-8, amending Title III, Administration, Chapter 31, City Council, Section 31-27, regular meeting, third and final reading. This would change City Council meetings to the first and third Mondays of the month, and will be effective with the first meeting in July.
Move to approve ordinance 2025-8.
Who seconded it?
Dallas.
And if we don't like it, we always change it back. Roll call. And the ordinance has finally passed. Ordinance, next item is item number 12. Ordinance 2025-9. Amending Title III, Administration, Chapter 34, City Organization, Section 34.04, Recreation Leisure Services Commission. We're gonna change that to Parks and Rec Board. And Section 34.05, Advisory Audit Committee. We're gonna change that to Finance Audit Committee.
Okay, so first reading on this, there's hardly anything on the audit committee, it would just be simply changing it to finance and audit, and the thought is we're going to do more with budget. It's not just going to be meeting once a year to go over the audit. So that's well, and we'll also look at like the investment policy that we talked about last time. Parks and Rec is a little more involved, I guess, and there's some cleanup things that I'd like to still take a look at on this. We took a lot from Norfolk. The number currently is 8 members, and I believe 5 of those have to be in city limits. Norfolk does 9 members, and they all have to be in city limits. I don't think you have to have them all in city limits. We actually have one right now that's not. Brent Pick is one of the 8 that is not in city limits. I think having a couple outside makes some sense. Maybe it's Wayne County, maybe it's our extraterritorial jurisdiction, whatever that might be, but I think it needs to be a little more flexible there. So I don't know how many that is. Currently, it says that they all have to be inside, but I think that can be changed.
Who's on it right now, Wes?
Okay, it is Brent Pick, Bryce Meyer, Amber Schwarty, Justin Davis, Carol Ellenbecker, Bill Ingebretson, come on, Lola, you got to help me, Shell Meisenbach, and Brandon Hall, yes. Those eight, and then currently Lowell, Zach, and I have met with them the last three. They started 3 months ago, and so they wanted to meet every month, and so we've been meeting with them every time. That we want to get, I said, we're going to get away from that. We're not going to have three staff members there at every meeting. We can rotate through. But how this is written is I'm the liaison, but I can also appoint others to take that off of me. So.
Can we change it to be up to three outside of city limits, or do you think we should?
Mayor, you can do whatever you want.
Wow. Okay.
No, so again, this you can choose whatever you want tonight, and like I said, we can bring it back a couple more times, or if you want to just get rid of it tonight. There's just some things like Park and Rec Board, Parks and Recreation, maybe we need to, you know, some verbiage like that I'd like to clean up a little bit, but.
I like that idea of having, you know, three or whatever number is decided upon being within the extraterritorial limits of the city or even the county. That's.
And if you say up to three, then all of them can be inside, but up to three can't, yeah. So, and I don't know if that eight was the number before. I don't know why eight was chosen back when the Rec and Leisure Commission was put into effect, but eight seems like an odd number in case you do ever vote on something. But I don't know if nine's the right one. Maybe it's seven. Then you're probably kicking somebody off, so you might not want to do that. More of a cleanup bill, if you will.
Mm-hmm. If it goes to eight or all ties, same here, just if they don't pass?
Well, and so what this group would do for voting would be more of, you guys allocate $100,000 to a park equipment of some kind. This group would likely have a say in, this is what we'd like to see. You know, we want to see a play structure that is vertical versus a web, you know, a climber. So they would come to you and they would say, you have $100,000 in the budget that you allocated to parks. We'd like to see a vertical structure. If they vote on that, yeah, it could be a 4-4 tie. Then you probably come to council and say, hey, it was a 4-4 tie. You guys get to ultimately make the decision. They're just making that recommendation to you. So it's not binding. So I don't care what the number is.
I'd make the motion to amend this section 34.04 Parks and Recreation Board, the line that says the Parks and Rec Board shall consist of 9 members, who shall be residents of the city of Wayne, amending that to say it consists of 8 members, of which up to 3 may be from the extraterritorial region of the city of Wayne.
So what is defined as extraterritorial?
2 miles. It'd be the zoning.
Yeah. See, I think we need to get rid of that part, because you could have someone that, let's say, live 4 miles west of town that could be very heavily active within, you know, the youth sports or, you know, within a rec system and want to be a part of it. Well, they can't because they're 2 miles outside our jurisdiction.
But you're fine with having county people outside the city.
Yeah, problem with that. However, then you have someone 3 miles north of town, and they can't, and it'd be the same thing. So, I don't know if we need to have anything in there about jurisdictional, or it's like just outside city limits. Well, you know, we just leave it outside city limits.
You can just say eight, speaking for you, but 8 members. You don't have to specify if they're, you don't have to say residents.
You don't have to say anything.
You can just say 8 members.
Yeah.
And then it's up to you guys to determine if you want, you know, if somebody says, well, hey, I'll be on it, and Jill says, well, I'd actually rather have somebody else from within city.
Yeah,
it's up to you.
Why do you want to go to 8 instead of leave it as the 9?
We currently have 8.
We have 8.
Yes, but
making it 9.
Yep.
I mean, so there's an opening, right?
Yeah.
There would be then.
If you change it to nine.
Oh, is it?
It's eight now.
It's eight currently.
Oh, because it says nine on there.
Yeah.
That's the red.
That's what you changed, got it.
So eight is what's current on the Rec and Leisure Service Commission. So, we just, again, you just looked at North Forks and kind of melded things together.
Got it, okay, I like eight.
So, nobody seconded that, so that amendment died. So then I would just propose a similar amendment on this 34.04, but it would just say, the Parks and Rec Board shall consist of eight members.
Period?
Period.
Okay.
Reflect that elsewhere, because like section B, the board shall consist.
Yeah, we'll clean it up.
Yeah.
So is that, would we need a second on that or on the entire motion?
Well, that is his motion, the first one died for lack of a second.
Okay, already seconded his amended motion.
And this is the first reading.
This is the first reading, yeah, we can.
We can clean it up.
Yeah, so we'll see it again.
Who seconded the motion?
Clayton.
We have a motion and a second. You can press that, start pressing your buttons anytime. Roll call. And the first reading has been approved unanimously. I'm just going to make a suggestion before I adjourn. I have a mayoral announcements at the beginning. I did not have an announcement, but I would like, after we adjourn, I would like Lowell Hagemeyer to come just give us a brief overview of how things went at the Prairie Park this weekend.
Not with all the council members present.
I can't do that after the meeting?
Not with the quorum.
Not with the quorum. Can he do it now as part of the mayoral?
Can she jump back to mayoral announcements?
You can go back to mayoral announcements, since it's not on the agenda that he's going to be making, what he's going to be presenting. He can present whatever he wants, he can give you updates, you cannot comment or ask any questions.
Okay.
Well, that's no fun.
Sorry, Jill. You can ask him questions afterwards, just not while the quorum's present.
Well, we just had a big event this weekend, I just wanted, I'm putting Lowell on the spot.
There's another one coming up, Father's Day weekend, so you can give a whole recap of both.
And Amy, just double checking some on that last vote, that was for the amendment itself, not the motion, or was that for both?
No, you made that motion just for the eight people, that was seconded, and then that passed, and for the first reading.
Right, but that was on the amendment itself, did we still have to make a motion on the ordinance, or no?
Your motion was on the ordinance?
Yes.
With
the amendment?
With it being eight members, flat, yep, that's the way I understood it, yep.
If we get something going on for, you said Father's Day within the rec department?
The baseball tournament is the 13th and the 15th.
Okay, so.
We'll wait, we'll have an update on the 17th.
Have that in the agenda for next.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yep, look.
I'm adjourned.
Sorry, I'm a party pooper.
My gosh, come on, just want to talk, have some fun around here.
Wes and I just both go, we look around, Jill.
We just try to keep everybody out of jail, Jill, that's Amy's job, and I just supplement.
You know, if you make my job a lot harder, it would be a lot easier when I was here.
It might have been wrong.
So if you have something on here, because I have to.
All right, so that worked okay.
Yeah, I thought so. Legally, you can't.
I thought we both did a great job.
We're top notch tonight.
Does it take us long, Warren?
I knew who the weak link was. Or Matt. Matt, thank you.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
So I don't like the comment on it because I'm not very difficult.